There is a custom to recite the Parsha of the Akedah, the section of the Akedas Yitzchak found in the Torah, before we begin reciting the Korbanos in the morning. The Shulchan Aruch writes this in Siman Aleph Saif Hey, Tov Lomar Parshas HaAkedah. It's good to say the section of the Akedah. The Taz gives two reasons as to why we should mention the section of the Akedah. Number one, Lizkor Zechus Avos B'chol Yom, so that we should remember, we should mention the merit of the Avos every day, the good that they did, how they were willing to give up, Yitzchak was willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram was willing to sacrifice his son for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'gam lachnia yitzro k'mo shemasu Yitzchak nafsho, and also perhaps to humble our Yetzer Hara, so that we should remember this great testament of faith that Yitzchak had, willing to give up his life. So it should inspire us to battle our Yetzer Hara during the day. But why do we recite Parshas HaAkedah specifically before reciting the Korbanos? In the Olas Tomin commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he cites the that it's a mystical concept. Mashikasav Tov Lomar Parshas HaAkedah V'kasav B'Sefer HaKavanos Shemarenu HaRav Yitzchak Luria Yeshla Omra Kodom Parshas HaKorbanos. So Rav Yitzchak Luria, the Arizal, writes that it's appropriate to recite it before Parshas HaKorbanos, before the section of the Korbanos. So there's something mystical associated with it. And he actually brings a proof from the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, which states, and Vayikra Rabbah Beis Yud states that on that day that Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak up on the Akedah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was metaked, established Shnei Kvasim, Echad B'Shachris V'Echad B'Arvis. Hashem established the halacha that we should bring two korbanos tamid, one the tamid shel shachar, and second the tamid shel bein harbayim. So the Akedah somehow led HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide to command us to bring the korbanos. So there's obviously a connection between the Akedah and the korbanos. And additionally, then in the Magen Giborim, which is also a commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Hatam kedei shenizkor zchus avos kodem parshas hatamid. The reason is so we remember zchus avos, the merit of the ancestors of Yitzchak Avinu, who was willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kemo shehayu oz maskin bebeis hamigdash, because that's what they would do in the Beis Hamigdash, kodem shchitaso, before they shechted the korban in the morning. Kidam rinan, like that which we say, heir hamizrach ad shebechevron, when we would say, oh, is it morning yet? In other words, is it time to bring the morning korban? But we wouldn't say is it morning. We say Heir HaMizrach is the sun risen in the east ad shebechevron, until chevron. Why specifically chevron? Kedei lahazker zchus yesheni chevron, or to remind ourselves of those who the elders of chevron. Who are they? Such as Avram and Yitzchak, to remember the Akedah. So what when we recite the Akedah, so before the Korbanos, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please answer our Korbanos, as it were. We're remembering the Korbanos, just like remember the Schus Avos, and in the Schus of the Avos, you should accept our Korbanos. And secondly, that before we offer the Korbanos, that should remind us what the goal of the Korbanos is. The goal of the Korbanos is that we are, in a sense, saying that we should be willing to sacrifice ourselves, the animals being sacrificed instead of us, that we're being moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we want to do. We offer the sacrifice just like Yitzchak was, and we're ready to begin our day giving our life, dedicating our life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.